It better not be short.
We'll be out to lunch early this week, and I'm excited to bring the word. Everybody have a good 4th of July this week. Everybody got to celebrate, and it was a lot of fun. We cooked a brisket yesterday, had some fun eating and hanging out with some family. So it's just been a good weekend. Summer is flying by. I'm a teacher and a coach, so it's right around the corner. I go back to work in like 2 weeks, so I'm just cherishing these last few weeks. But I've had a part-time job all summer with this baby. And so even though I've been off all summer, my summers look a lot different. I don't get to go play golf every day. Now I get to take care of a screaming baby every morning. But it's been a lot of fun, though. It's been a blessing from the Lord. So I'm going to continue our series this morning called Summer of Transformation. And this morning what I want to do is I want to talk to you on the idea of how we as Christians grow. How we grow. If we want to be transformed, right, it takes us, our part, doing our part, right, growing closer to Jesus. And so where I want to go this morning is, if you want to go ahead and open up your Bibles with me today, we're going to be reading out of John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17 this morning. So if we want to learn how to grow closer to Jesus, I think this is a perfect passage of Scripture for us to learn how to do that. So if you don't have your Bibles with me, it's going to be on the screens behind me, and I'm going to encourage you to follow along this morning. So it says this, and this is Jesus talking to the 12 disciples, and he says this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." How many of you know that being a disciple of Jesus doesn't mean that we have to obey, but it's a byproduct? "These things that I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no other than this, that someone lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, because for all that I have heard from the Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." Let's go ahead and pray this morning together. Guys, thank you for each and every person that is in this place this morning. Guys, ask that you're just beginning to do a work in each one of our hearts today, Father. Take away anything that is not of you this morning. Prune anything, Father, that you don't want in our lives, Jesus. Let us bear fruit to honor you, to grow closer to you, Jesus, and to witness to everybody that we come into contact with. In your name we pray. Amen. So how many of you are in here are familiar with this passage of Scripture? It's a pretty popular, right? You know, but this passage of Scripture is crucial when we talk about understanding how we as Christians walk with God. Because Jesus is giving an illustration and a metaphor to his disciples of what their relationship should look like. How we walk with Jesus with closeness. And so if you're taking notes this morning, I'm going to give you 4 points today of how we as Christians grow closer to Jesus. The first point for you this morning is that we have to be connected to the source. In this passage, it says that we should abide in him 11 times. That word abide means to remain, to stay, or to dwell. You see, following Jesus is an ongoing relationship. It's not a one-time decision or a one-time prayer, but following Jesus is a process and a journey that we are embarked on. And as we go along this process, right, we're continuing to be transformed and to grow closer to Jesus. So, but we have to understand that we don't grow by trying harder. We grow by staying closer to the root. You know, many of us, when we think about this metaphor, it says that Jesus is the true vine and that we are the branches. And we have to understand that we need to draw from the source daily. It says in his word that his mercies are renewed every morning. He promises us peace. And I'm reminded of the passage in John where Jesus is talking to the 12 disciples and he's telling them, hey, I'm the bread of life. And he's telling them, hey, he's giving them passages of Old Testament scripture, and he was telling them about Moses and talking about the time when they had manna from heaven. And then he goes on to say, I am the bread of life. And we need to constantly be reminded as Christians that the vine, Jesus, is not somebody that we go to every once in a while. The vine, the root of our source, we need to go to daily to get every single thing that we need in this life. If you're tired, he's going to give you rest. If you're stressed out and worried, he's going to give you peace. If you're struggling and going through a tough time, he will give you faith. But we have to remember constantly that we have to tap into the source every single day, and he is our provider. You know, the branch is dependent on the root. God calls us as Christians to live by faith. When you look at all these stories in the Bible, especially when you look at the Israelites and their walk in relationship with God, it was solely dependent on their faith in him. You know, God's not going to put us in a situation or take us to a place that we can just do this on our own. He wants us to walk by faith. When we give and we tithe and we give our finances, we're walking by faith. When we show up to serve and we give of our time, we're walking by faith. Right, sometimes we have to get out of our own comfort zone and say, you know what, God, I'm going to create a space and a time and a place for you to move. I want to walk by faith. You know, we have to understand that also, that being connected to the source, that God is our power supply. I ran into Jerry this week, and he was telling me about Jared and his new mobile home, and that he purchased his first house, and he's extremely excited about it, got it all moved in. And so I was asking Jerry about Jared. I was like, hey, he got all moved in yet? He all situated? And he was just laughing. He was like, well, he's supposed to get his power turned in on Monday, but he called me on Tuesday or Wednesday. He was all upset they ain't got his power turned on yet. And he said, did you go and turn on the breaker? I said, where's that at? All of a sudden, he flipped the switch, and he had power. Some of y'all see where I'm going with that this morning. You know, so many of us, we have a source of power in our life, but we have to be willing to go and flip the switch. Amen. We have to be willing to tap into the source. We have to be willing to tap into the root and the vine to receive the power. You know, so many of us, we go through trials and tribulations and storms in our life, and we get bogged down by all the things that life is throwing at us, right? And we feel powerless, but that's because we're not tapping into the source of power that God has given each and every one of us. God calls us to live by faith, and not the faith that we can do it on our own, but the faith that we have a God who can give us power. And we have to understand that spiritual fruit can't be produced on our own. We can't produce fruit without God. It says in this passage that when we abide in him, right, we can produce fruit. We have to understand as Christians, we need to stop trying to produce fruit on our own, but allow God to do the work in each and every one of us. And then lastly, with staying connected to the source, it says that he calls us friends, not servants. Amen. Because we know what the master is doing. It doesn't say that he calls us friends just to be called friends. It says he calls us friends because a servant doesn't know what the master is doing. You know, with having a baby, I've been building all types of stuff for our house. And, you know, as a man, you just want to kind of just put it together. You don't want to look at the instructions, right? But I've determined that it's not my fault that these people made this so complicated. And it's just not common sense that the way that they design these pieces to fit and all this stuff to go together, right? It's so much easier when you have the instructions and you have the blueprint. God has given you the blueprint and the instructions for everything that he wants to do in your life. But it's up to us to stay connected and close to God so that we understand what he is doing and where he's moving and where he's taking us. We can't just walk by our own sight, by our own faith. We have to trust in God to take us where He's going. My second point for this morning is it says to keep His commandments. It says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. You know, in order to remain in His love, we have to keep His commandments. You know, so many of us, when we think of Christianity today, we think of a one prayer type of salvation. And we think of, you know what, if I just say a prayer one time, then I'm a Christian. And that doesn't mean that I need to follow His commandments. But the Bible is extremely clear, right, that Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, that He came to fulfill it. And if you actually read the scripture, it talks over and over and over again about following the laws that they put in place. It talks about following the commandments. You know, the New Testament doesn't do away with the law. Scripture is clear. Jesus came to fulfill the law, not abolish it. And when we look at this passage, right, we see a perfect representation of Israel. You know, with America, our symbol is the eagle. For Israel, the symbol was a branch. And you know, Israel was the perfect example of a branch that didn't bear fruit. But when they abided in God, when they followed His commandments, when they did what He called them to do and followed His ways and listened to Him, they flourished. But when they decided to do things on their own, when they decided to not listen to God, when they decided to not follow in His path, when they decided to worship idols, when they decided to not follow the plans of God, they withered. And Jesus is giving this metaphor to His disciples, and He's saying, hey, if you will follow my commandments and you will abide in me, you will flourish. But if you don't, you'll be withered. If you want to bear fruit in your life, we have to follow the commandments of God. You know, I saw this quote this morning, and it's something that I wanted to share with you. And a relationship with Jesus is not about perfection, it's about pursuit. And that leads me to my third point today, is that you have to be pruned. You know, pruning is essential for spiritual growth. It's essential for transformation. If we want to grow in our life and we want to be transformed in our life, we have to be pruned. You know, many times in the Bible we see pruning take place where God gives us trials and it takes faith to overcome those trials. And that's one way that God prunes us in our life. But another way that we are pruned, right, and that sometimes we need to be pruned is we need to just go ahead and prune ourselves. We need to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to cut off the things and the branches in my life that aren't of God. Amen. You know what, I know this area of my life isn't producing fruit. I know this is not of God. I know this is not what God has for me, or not what God wants for me. And this is not what the commandments say. This is not the law of God. This is not the way God wants me to live. And you say, you know what, I need to go ahead and get rid of that area in my life. You know, as a coach, I'm always telling my kids after every like weight room session, one of my favorite things to talk to them about, right, is when they go to the weight room, they go to the weight room to work out, right? They're not there to play with their friends. They're not there to have fun. They're not there to be silly and act goofy. They're in there, right, so they can get bigger, stronger, and faster. Because even though they might be the best athlete right now, right, there's other kids working harder than them, and that they're easily going to pass them up. And then there's kids that go in there and, you know, they're lifting all this weight and they're working really hard. And then I like to go in there and I like to show them up, you know, and lift more than what they can lift. I'm on the decrease right now. I'm on the decline. Nowhere near what I can used to lift. I can still outlift an eighth grader for now. But I'll have to go in there and I'll just show them up. And what's funny is like, wow, like, coach, you're so strong. You can do so much. I'm like, you have no idea. I'm actually very weak right now. But they're mesmerized by how much weight I can do right now. You know, so many of them, they see that weight and then they'll attempt to do it, right? And they'll immediately fail, right? They can't do it. And it's mind-blowing to them that they will ever be able to lift that amount of weight. You know, so many of us in our life, we want to get rid of our porn addiction. We want to get rid of our alcohol addiction. We want to get rid of watching those shows we shouldn't watch. We want to get rid of talking the way that we talk currently right now. And we think of it as this giant weight that we can't lift. But some of us have to realize that we have to start out with the small weight. Amen. And that when we lift the small weight enough, that we'll be able to get to the big weight. Amen. And you know, when you work out and you lift weights, what's actually happening is your muscle is actually ripping apart and breaking. right? So that it grows back stronger in the future. And it is painful, right? It doesn't feel good, but you want to work out and lift to the point of where it's hurting and you can feel your muscles almost breaking apart. And it's the same way that God has designed us in our life. You know, sometimes when we're going through tough times or we have sin in our life, it's going to be painful to get rid of and painful for us to cut it off, but it's necessary in order for us to get stronger. You know, salvation and our relationship with Jesus isn't about perfection, right? It's about pursuit. Not about perfection, it's about pursuit. And we have to understand that, you know what? It's not about me being able to lift a heavy weight right now. It's about the journey that I'm on. It's about me getting after it time and time again and growing stronger so that I can handle the bigger stuff eventually. And my fourth point for you today is this, is that fruitfulness glorifies God. God's desire is not that we just believe in Him, that we produce fruit that glorifies Him. Spiritual fruit doesn't glorify you. Spiritual fruit can only come from God. Spiritual fruit comes from walking by faith, and spiritual fruit changes the lives of the people around you. Fruit's not a checklist. It's the evidence of God living in each and every one of you. You know, so many of us, we want to produce fruit because that's what the Bible tells us. Producing fruit is not just checking off boxes or just saying, you know what, I have these certain things in my life, or I need to do these certain things in my life, or I need to have all these boxes checked, right? It's the evidence of God living in each and every one of our lives. And when we're doing the things that He has called us to do, when we're living the way that He has called us to live, right, we'll produce fruit because of it. So I want to ask you this question today. Are you bearing fruit in your life? Is the branch connected to the vine? And are you pursuing spiritual transformation? See, because when we want to be transformed, it's all about the process. It's all about the pursuit. We have to make a decision that we want change in our life, and that we're going to dedicate our life to getting rid of everything that's not of God, everything that He doesn't want for us in our life, that we're going to be willing to cut off, even if it may be painful, even if it may hurt, we're willing to get rid of every branch in our life that is not of Him. And are we willing to produce fruit that honors God? And producing fruit isn't about us. It's not about, hey, look what I've got going on in my life. Look what I'm doing right now. Look at how many people I brought to Jesus, right? Look how many people I brought to church. Look at all the great things that I'm doing. Look at the promotions I got at work. Look at how much money I make. That's not fruit. That's selfishness. And what God wants in our life is to produce fruit that's not about us. That's bringing people closer to Jesus. That's living a life that's honoring Him. Because a relationship with Jesus and living connected to the vine is all about sacrificing ourself for Him. Sacrificing our branches that we may want, but He doesn't. Sacrificing our branches that we're comfortable with, right, but He doesn't want us to have. Us giving up of ourselves, being connected to the one true vine, and living our life honoring Him, being transformed and growing closer to Jesus. So if you'll stand with me this morning. Our worship team is going to come and our prayer partners are on their way up right now. And this morning, I want to end with this. What fruit are you producing in your life? You know, we don't grow fruit by trying harder. We grow fruit by growing closer. How's your relationship with Jesus? Are you spending time in the Word? Are you spending time in prayer daily? Because it's hard to be close to the source when we don't spend time with Him. It's hard to be close to the source when we don't know the source. And if we want to walk in our life with power, if we want to walk in our life with grace and peace and truth, then we have to be close to the source. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you. Maybe you've never had a relationship with Jesus. Or maybe you've walked away and went to rekindle that fire and start your relationship with Jesus over. I want to encourage you to do that today. Like we do every single Sunday. I want to give you an opportunity. For some of you guys, you're saying, you know what, Colby, I feel like I'm not bearing any fruit in my life. feel like my power supply is shut off. I feel like I'm not connected to the vine. I'm not connected to Jesus. I walk through my life, I feel like I'm just doing things by my own will, doing things by my own power. I want Jesus to guide me and to lead me and to walk with me in everything that I do. Our prayer partners are down here. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to harass you. They're not going to ask you a million questions. All they want to do is hold hands with you and pray and believe that God is going to do a work in your life this morning. And so if you want to make that decision to follow Jesus, I want everybody, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. I give my life completely to you. And today, I make you Lord of my life forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we give a round of applause for anybody that made that decision today? Amen. You know, maybe you're sitting in this place and, you know, the Holy Spirit is, you know, in worship this morning so strong. Maybe you're sitting in this place, you're like, Colby, I just really want to get connected to the vine again. I really want Jesus to lead me and to guide me in every step that I take. I feel like I'm just shut off. I want to encourage you. Our prayer partners are down here, and we want to pray with you this morning. And as you leave, there's a small group discussion guide out in the foyer. I forgot to mention it last week. But every single week, we're going to hand you guys a small group discussion guide. It's going to have our verse for the week, and it's going to have all types of questions and things that you can implement in your life, right, to go through with your family to help you and your family grow closer to Jesus. And it's based strictly off the message each and every week. And so I just want to encourage you, grab that on your way out. Do that with your family this week. We're all about this summer being transformed and growing closer to Jesus, and that's another way that you can do that this morning. If you go ahead and bow your heads this morning, I'm going to bless you as you go. God, I thank you for each and every person that's in this place. God, we just thank you for this day that you have given each and every one of us. God, we just ask that you just take away anything that is not of you. Cut off any branch that is not of you today, Jesus. And God, we just ask that you just lead us and guide us and lift us up in everything that we do this week, Father. Let us go to meet people, Father, that need more of you and help us witness to them. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. You guys are dismissed this morning. If you need prayer, our prayer partners are here and our altars are open. Worship with us as you go this morning.